Friends are relatives you make for yourself. Friends are relatives you make for yourself. So often we feel that our relatives are our brothers and sisters, our mother and father, our aunts and uncles and cousins and grandmas and grandpas and all the world that we make up. But have we made friends with these people? Have we made our relatives our friends? We can. We can make them the most wonderful friends in the world by just plain loving them, just plain accepting them the way they are. We don't try to change our relatives. We don't try to change our brothers, our sisters, our aunts, or uncles, or mothers, or fathers, or whatever. We just love them the way they are. We love them with no limitation. We love them with no idea that we're going to change them, because you can't change them. They're going to be just like they are. And they're the more that they are, the more relative that they are to you. Because when you have relatives, you have people in your world who are being themselves and having fun, who are just following their own pathway and doing their own thing. Now, would you want your life to be any different than that? Would you want the people in your world to be any different than being themselves and having fun? Would you want people in your world to go around trying to change themselves or change others or try to be something they're not? No, it's true. As we grow, we add many experiences to our life. And as we add these many experiences to our life, many are beneficial and some are not beneficial. Now, it's not beneficial to hurt yourself, but if in the process of hurting yourself, you learn how to have compassion for yourself and for others and to care about the world about you, well, then you might say it was a good experience. It was a good experience. Every experience we can have in our life can be a good experience, no matter how difficult the experience seems to be at the time. And the things do seem to be difficult at the time because we are concentrating in a way that we are not really too happy with ourselves. We are concentrating in a way that we are not letting them be themselves and have fun. Now, would you go to a child constantly and pick him up when he's walking, trying to walk and falling? Pick him up when he's falling, pick him up when he's falling. If you do that, he'll never learn how to pick up himself. He'll never learn how to walk himself. He'll never learn how to be confident in his own 2 feet and to walk comfortably and wonderfully. This is how we are so oftentimes with relatives. We want to change them. We want to tell them how to be and tell them what to be. And they're not going to change. Our friends don't change. We choose our friends because we like who they are. We like the ideals they have. We like the values they have in life. Now, our family is the same way, really. Our family has values. Our family has ways of doing things that we are, as a member of a family, accustomed to seeing and accustomed to doing. Now, do we want to live a life in the manner in which our family values are? Well, sometimes it leaves a little bit to be desired. And because it leaves a little bit to be desired, it's time for us to put a new cause in motion. Time for us to put a new attitude. Now, our family is going to be who our family are. And they're going to be themselves, and they have little care for anybody else. Now, are we the same way? Are we somebody who is not always trying to improve ourselves? Are we always trying to look for the sunny side of the street, the sunny side of the rainbow? Are we trying to look for the happy side of life? Are we trying to improve ourselves and be wonderful? If we are, then you can be sure your relatives are going to be just like that. If you're always looking to be your highest and your best, your relatives are going to be looking to be their highest and their best. And your friends are their highest and their best, and that's why you choose them. You choose them because they are being themselves and having fun. Now, they may have many struggles to go through in life. They may have many things that they have to challenge themselves with, and they will overcome these things, and they will go by these things, and they will not let these things bother them, but they come and they bother them anyhow. Now, up to you as a friend to not care about what the struggles are that your friends are taking, but just to support them with your love and your caring. Now, isn't that a wonderful thing to do? To support all the people in your world with your love and your caring? If you do that, why not do that for your family too? Why not do that for your brothers and sisters and mother and father and aunts and uncles and grandfathers and grandmothers and all the people in your family? All the people who are in your world who are related to you. And as you take these people who are related to you, how are you handling them? Are you working with them in a joyous, wonderful, happy way? Are you working with them, loving them, regardless of the experiences they're going through? Are they looking to do their highest and best? And as long as you think everyone in the world is looking to do their highest and their best, just like you are looking to do your highest and your best, then this will be a wonderful world to live in. It'll be a happy world to live in. It'll be a joyous world to live in. Do you have any brothers or sisters who are being kind of silly, who are being kind of dumb, who are being kind of stupid in things that they're doing? Well, don't look at them as being stupid or dumb or silly. Look at them as just trying their wings. They're checking out to see what works and what doesn't work for them. And do we have the bigness about us that we can work with them to help them to find what is their highest and best? When we see them do something wonderful, do we say, "Hey, that's super, you're wonderful, you're fantastic"? When we see them doing something stupid, do we say, "You're stupid, you're terrible, you're ugly"? Well, now, what's going to get us the furthest? Friends are relatives you make for yourself. So these are the people that we join in our life, and so we join them in our life by complimenting them as they do their struggles on their path to being themselves and having fun. And as they are doing beautiful things on their path to being themselves and having fun, we find that they are wonderful and noble beings. They are fantastic in every way. And you and I are fantastic in every way. You and I are always being ourselves and having fun. You and I are looking for the good side of life. We're looking for the good things in ourselves and in others. And as we are a friend to ourselves, now, isn't that an interesting idea, to be a friend to ourselves? Our friend doesn't pick on us. Our friend accepts us just the way we are and loves us and sees past whatever we're going through right now and knows that it's just a moment to turn the corner and some new glorious adventure, some new glorious activity is going to sparkle in our lives, and we'll say, "Wow, isn't that great? My, I didn't know you had that in you. I didn't know you were capable of that. You're fantastic. You're glorious." Because we all have little surprises in us of being ourselves and having fun, of living our life in a wonderful, noble, glorious, and uplifting way. What does it mean to be a friend? Friends are relatives you make for yourself. Friends are in your life because you chose them. And you chose them not because they are superior to you or not as good as you. You chose them because they're being themselves and having fun. They're being what you admire and respect. And as you turn to all your relatives and admire and respect them, you find they are respectable and they are admirable. You are respectful and admirable. You do things that make the world just a little better. You have patience and you have tolerance. You have love, unconditional love for everyone. You have peace in your heart. You have joy in your smile, in the laughter that you have. And all the world is a wonderful place because friends are relatives you make for yourself. Make lots of friends and enjoy them forever. I love you. I love you. I love you.